Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. A pack-a-day habit costs the average American smoker about $2,000 per year. But the true costs don't stop there. Micah Berman, assistant professor of health policy and law at Ohio State University, reveals why employers can expect to see a portion of their profits go up in smoke when an employee lights up.
By reviewing and synthesizing previous studies, my co-authors and I sought to estimate the excess annual costs that a private sector U.S. employer could attribute to employing an individual who smokes tobacco as compared to a non-smoking employee. We constructed a cost estimation approach that consolidated discrete costs associated with tobacco smoking. While all of these discrete costs had been studied extensively in the past, in most cases they had never been converted into a projected annual cost for employers. We analyzed five factors: absenteeism, presenteeism, lost productivity due to smoking breaks, healthcare costs, and pension benefits. Presenteeism refers to lower on-the-job productivity due to a lack of attention, in this case caused by short-term cycles of nicotine withdrawal. For each factor, we projected an annual cost using the best available data from previous studies. Overall, we estimated that each year, an employee who smokes costs an employer an average of $5,816 more dollars than an employee who has never smoked. We caution that this is a rough indicator of excess costs, and the cost may vary significantly depending upon the industry, the specific employees, and numerous other factors. In our estimate, lost productivity due to smoking breaks accounted for just over half the projected costs. Healthcare costs were the next largest component, totaling more than a third of projected costs. Our study did not include all possible smoking-related costs and may therefore be an underestimate. Nonetheless, our study highlights that the costs relating to smoking are substantial, not just for those who use tobacco, but for their employers as well.
That was Micah Berman of Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Just a cigarette, and we'll soon be home.